home for a while. Let me explain what's happening here. It's all this down to the earth human. I just got word coming over here just 5 minutes ago or so ago that some sisters were coming from Pittsburgh and they had a gift they had made for me. This is a gift. For me to grab something from a commercial person,
that when he was about to sacrifice him, he showed him a sheep.
instead of Ibrahim. So Ibrahim, Ishmael, Ibrahim, the father, was shown in a vision by God, a man, not his son, Ishmael. So he was to see the Aaron and not Ishmael. So the Aaron was to be slaughtered, not Ishmael. Ishmael was his son. But his son is symbolic of the land. A land without spot or blemish. A land pure. Untainted, unspoiled by the world. Ishmael's son. Symbolic also. That is symbolic also of Jesus Christ, as you know. He was also called a lamb. And before him, we talk about Ishmael, a lamb. Muhammad, in his nature, was a lamb without spot. Before he was even called by God. Yes, Muhammad the prophet, the peace be upon the prophet, the messenger of God. the fifth day, we sacrifice whatever we can afford to sacrifice. But the sacrifice of life is a sacrifice of life, isn't it?
Yes.
There's a living thing that you're sacrificing. And the philosopher, ancient philosopher, he said, in man can be found all the creatures of the earth. All the creatures of the earth. So he said this long before the people brought us the teachings on these things and the religion, you see. This is a myth philosophy and myth. And philosophy and myth. Greek philosophy. And it's also a myth. Yes. So we don't sacrifice something inferior or something offensive to human nature. Good human nature or good human taste. You can't sacrifice a coon. Won't be accepted. So what does sacrifice mean? It deceives us. What's happening deceives us. Because it appears that you're getting rid of this thing. But you didn't get rid of it. You made it more tasty.
Yes.
And then you could assume it. You put it in yourself. So it's symbolic of what's in ourselves, but not quite ready for God. Not quite good enough for God. See, a sheep nation and a man is not quite good enough for God. But you can take that social nation in man, that spiritual also. See, the lamb goes up on the mountain. And the lamb can stand on a loose image. Sure footed. Yeah, very sure footed. Got great balance. You know, lamb is not the real lamb. The lamb is symbolic of the social nature of the wise and pious people in religion. Those who have the knowledge of not only spiritual sciences, but they have the knowledge of the spiritual sciences that helps us free the social life. Free the social life for its destiny that God wants for it. So these are great men of science, great pious men of science, and they are called the sheep in the scriptures, you see. And Ishmael was going to be that kind of leader. And Abraham was a rational man. He doesn't like to have secrets and mysteries. So Abraham wanted liberal education for the people.
Right.
And he didn't want the knowledge to be held by people who were mystics, who kept a secret for that less. So he wanted to break that off. But Abraham broke from that off. And that's the meaning of bringing it now and feeding it to the multitude. He broke from that off and gave the keys to their sciences to the multitude. Yeah. This is the one that God wants so much. He said, I make you lead of all the nations.
Right.
And obviously, you should be the father of all the nations.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a great day to be
we're going to say much more, but the time is running out for the evening. It's about 10 o'clock, it should be finished, you know. So we are running a little late. Over here, I told him I'm running a little late. I said, hey, tell me, I'm going to be here early. You have to remind me, I'm busy. So if somebody don't leave, you should keep your leader informed. Your leader is more important than informing anybody else. If you think your leader has to do something, you should be keeping him informed. So you will be better for the next leader. So you do a better job for the next leader. You want progress. You want a better outcome. So your leader is the person you should be looking for, supplying all his needs, all the information he needs. Do everything you can to assist him. Make his work less difficult. This is what should be your purpose. I'm talking to all of you. I'm talking to you in the circle of helpers. Okay? But you don't be others, and study so you can be better helpers. I'll be better helpers. Okay. So the time for the end of the week is when the sun is halfway from the what they call the rising point to noon. When it's halfway there, that's the time to eat. When it starts to be less than halfway, it's getting too late. It's getting too late. So I just saw the sun. The sun is no farther, but the sun is showing. And I only have about 2 minutes, but it'll be 5 or 10 minutes before we finish here. And understand this, that these things are signs. When Muhammad was asked in the Quran, Muhammad was asked, and what is the Christian moon? Mm-hmm. And he said, what is the Christian moon? And he said, and different things. He said, signs, marking the time. So you know what time to do your deed. So you know what time to do your prayers. Mm-hmm. Etc. Time mark. That's what he said. Yes. What was he doing? He was teaching about Abraham.
Yes.
He was taking the mystery out of that. They wanted him to tell him the mystery to see if he knew the particular science of that particular secret part.
Yeah.
But he ignored that secret part. He just gave him a rational answer. That's Abraham. You stroke yourself in your own face, in your heart. I hear you want to turn around.
5 4 7
our Savior, Levi Farad, and I got put out for saying that he was not God, you know. But he said, our Savior, Levi Farad, he said, think five times before you speak, and maybe you'll be
right.
Maybe. So five don't before seven. I mean, no seven is a spiritual one. If you get in there, you're like, won't you find sense in that? The eat will be 5 seconds, and then seven.
Yes.
So a total of 12. One will be just a signal to start the prayer, the regular signal to start the prayer. And we'll do 5 times, and then we'll signal the motion, the movements of the prayer, the step of the prayer, just like this. Let me give you prepare to stand now. And then after the stand, you have a very short. Before by him with much praise and much glorification. And we remember him always. We remember him in our bad times and our good times. We remember him when we are poor and have nothing. We remember him when we have richness and power. We remember him. We never forget him in any circumstances. We remember him in our private, in the privacy of our lives, at home, with our wives and children. We remember him. We remember him when we are alone with ourselves, with our souls. We remember him. We remember him always. And he said to his servant, to tell them to remember me, and I will remember them. Praise be to Allah. How wonderful he has created man. In the best of mold. Muhammad, the model man, was a fit person to lead people before God called him. He was already fit. In the world of ignorance and darkness and indecency, bestiality, in the world of violence and the sacrifice of innocent lives, the murder of babies before they could even be taught how to live, the killing of them, especially the girls that they didn't want, girls, females that they didn't want. And in that kind of world, a man was able to keep his best life that God created Adam with intact. Adam lost his through the subtle deceit of the shaitan, as we know. He was deceived by the subtle words of the shaitan to come out of the nature that God had put him in, made him for. Muhammad had survived in a world of corruption, ignorance, and violence. The loss of respect for mankind. He survived in such a world and was not worshiping any idols, was not behaving in any way that God wouldn't approve, Muhammad the Prophet. So he was again like Ismail, son of Ismail. He was like Ismail, man without spotted yet. Like Christ Jesus and others that are called by such wonderful descriptions, or given such wonderful descriptions. Yes. So this is the Eid al-Adha. Adha means the brightest time of the day. Adha. Duha is the morning time. And it's in its brightness. Morning in its brightness. We have, you know, the saying in the Quran, the Duha, when they in the Fajr, by the brightness of the day and the darkness of the night, where it spreads out, where it stretches. Yes. we want to understand that the celebration as Adha is a brighter, and therefore it is the bigger Eid. Now it's hard to understand that when you're not making hearts.
Yes.
But when you make hearts, you understand that the 10th day of the Hajj is the bigger celebration, bigger than even the more personal sacrifice he made during the, in fact, the sacrifice during the month of fasting is personal sacrifice. It's a personal sacrifice. But the sacrifice and the Hajj is a group sacrifice. It's a sacrifice he made all together, we do it all together. you know, and you don't know if your brother's fasting with you or not. You have to trust him. And Muhammad said he can't, he doesn't get his eyes to see inside of his stomach to see if he can say something about it. He said, they don't be suspicious. We don't, we're not suspicious. Trust our brothers and sisters. Why they say they're fasting, they're fasting. Yes, until we got accepted without looking for it. So the ones who make a hajj, they are going through the same difficulty together. Hajj means difficulty. It means really the difficulty. And going, succeeding, in spite of the difficulty. You're going against the difficulty. The hajj is a victory over the difficulty. It's a victory over the difficulty. And so it's fasting too, but it's a personal and spiritual, and the other one is social. Meeting on the Mount Al-Fat, meeting on the Mount Al-Fat is the most important time for the hajj. Now that's what the prophet said. He said if you miss meeting on Al-Fat, you have missed your hajj. So if serve the Kaaba and all that, do all those things, touch your hand, get some gun and do all that, run the side and all that. But if you miss being on Al-Fat, the prayers on Al-Fat, you have missed your whole hajj.
Right.
According to the words of our prophet and our teacher Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prayers and keep the honor. So the khutbah for the Eid will be a khutbah. Now what does the meaning of khutbah? Khutbah means lecture. Lecture is not preaching. You may teach a little bit during a lecture, but if you characterize your lecture by preaching, it was not a khutbah. You didn't give a khutbah. It was all the nature and identity of the khutbah. If you preach means raising your voice and playing on emotions and expressing emotion, responding to your emotional side. That's preaching. That's good. We're supposed to do good preaching. Excellent, beautiful people. But yeah, good home did that here, I said. And debate them, discuss with them, and that is most beautiful and excellent. This is the teaching. But we are also to preach. We preaching is acceptable. But for the E, there shouldn't be preaching, there should be teaching. Khutbah is a lecture. You should be teaching, informing people, giving them some understanding, helping them with their understanding of Islamic life, so they can live it with better understanding and perform with their understanding. Their understanding is what puts us in a situation to live better and perform it better. I mean, not perform it better, to live better as Muslims. And that's what we want. That's what the souls want. So this is a very short khutbah I'm going to give you, but the time is about half an hour, I think, for the Eid prayer and the khutbah in the morning. But I don't want to close by saying this. We're living in the last days of the plan that you find in Scripture. The plan for people on this earth. The plan for people on this earth that you find in the Bible, and that you find in the book of we're living in the last days of that time. Nothing will come after this. Nothing more will come after this. There's nothing else to come. We're at the end of it, the closing of it. The world leaders know. Yes. The leaders of the religious know. And government leaders know. Most of these governments don't have what religion has. They separated, but they didn't separate it, so they knew they had all that the religious leaders have.
Yeah.
And they keep it for their leaders, so when they run into any problem with the church or with the mosque or anything, they go to what was left to them, for their leaders, for their government leaders, left to them. They can go and look at it and find just what is Christianity, just what is Islam, just what is Judaism. They know it better than most of the religious leaders, government people. Especially President of the United States. To be president, he has to be informed of this, and if he knows just who to ask for in his cabinet, if he has a question. All right. Same here with Mr. Samuel, he had his half feet.
Yes.
So if Moses came, he sent him over to his half feet.
Yes.
Moses said, "You got some here." So they found out he was a little boy, he was a man child.
Right.
So we go back out, and let's go back out here more.
Oh,